Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Two Regular Guys Podcast with Aaron Montgomery and Terry Combs. Enjoy the show.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. This is Aaron Montgomery. Terry, are you there with us?
Hey, I'm online. I'm ready to
all
go.
All right, great.
Let's talk about garment printing industry.
Very cool. All right. Well, why don't we start by introducing ourselves there. Terry, you can go ahead and start us off.
Okay. Well, very good. My name is Terry Combs, and I have been in the garment printing industry for 30-plus years. Afraid to guess how many. I like to tell people that armed with my degree in journalism, I accidentally became a screen printer. That might have been in 1979. And since then, I have run large and small production shops all over the country. Worked for several suppliers selling either equipment or supplies, screen printing equipment, screen printing supplies, direct-to-garment printers. Aaron and I have history together in the direct-to-garment business. Right now I'm with Equipment Zone in Fairlawn, New Jersey. I go back and forth from New York, New Jersey to Phoenix, Arizona. I have to be in Phoenix today. We're at 72 degrees. And I also do a lot of classes under my website, terrycombs.com, and I do screen printing classes. In fact, I have a couple coming up. The next one is February 23rd and 24th at Alice Screen Supply in Chicago, and after that I'm doing March 2nd and 3rd, an introductory screen printing class at Workhorse in Phoenix. All that information is at my website, terrycombs.com. Other than that, I've written lots and lots of articles in the industry for basically every trade publication, and have been doing this all my adult life. So that's my story.
Cool. Wow. Great.
How about
you,
Aaron?
My name is Aaron Montgomery, and I've not been in this for 30 plus years, but long enough. I started in this industry back in 2000, working with U.S. Screen. And that's where Terry and I met. And as he mentioned, we have some history with screen printing and direct-to-garment and all things like that. I have been fortunate enough to attend most of the shows throughout not only the U.S., but in Europe and other areas like that. Currently, I am working for a company called Coastal Business Supplies here in not 79 degree St. Louis. It was actually 12 degrees this morning, so the coldest day of the year. Yeah. I came to Coastal Business about 2.5 years ago and have been excited to be involved here. We deal with a lot of different things. Companies started into this industry with heat transfer paper and evolved into vinyl for heat transfer vinyl and signed vinyl and other things like that. And now also have a big focus in the sublimation side of things, everything from all over garments like jerseys and other designer type all over prints to the sublimation of mouse pads and mugs and the hot thing lately is cell phone covers and whatnot. So that's who I am. Written several blogs. You can find them over at coastalbusiness.com, and just like talking about our industry and being excited. Met some of my best friends, i.e. Terry and others here, and kind of who I am. So if you do have
some
questions.
This is kind of an offshoot of all those conversations we have after the trade shows every night when after spending 8 hours talking, taking no lunch and going and eating chicken wings and having a beer and talking about the day. And so it has now turned into into this. So.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to look at the timing of this thing. So maybe we can enjoy some chicken wings and beer during the podcast one of these days. So
that would be fairly awesome, because for anybody who's listening who knows us, we are connoisseurs of chicken wings, having partaken of them worldwide. And so
in fact, had a website for a while, didn't we? The wingsworldtour.com, that's now no longer available, unfortunately, but maybe we'll have to fire that up again.
it did generate us getting extra portions of wings and sauce, though, at many locations when the waiter or waitress would come out and say, hey, you guys have a real website.
Yeah, kind of cool for sure.
Anyway.
So, Terry, what do you see for what our plans for this particular podcast are? What do you want to share with everybody?
Well, the thing that all those conversations we used to have, many times they would include people from the industry. We'd go into the hotel, drop off our laptops, and then go downstairs to the lobby or the hotel lounge and start up a conversation. And the next thing you know, there's three or four or eight people who are attending the show who recognized us and turned into a couple-hour session just talking about the industry and talking about the future and how to do this and how to do that. And so I think that this is going to be a good forum for that kind of conversation because, when people go to trade shows, it's great to go around and look at the products and things like that, but so much of what you learn is the people you meet. And I would guess that the folks who sat at our table with us and peppered us with questions about, how does this work and what do you expect to see there and how much should I charge for this and how do I make this happen, probably got more out of those conversations than they did walking around the show in the first place. So that's what I'm seeing as the potential for this, people being able to ask those kind of questions from a couple of guys who've been doing this way too long and be able to get some questions answered that you wouldn't normally be able to find, just by logging onto some website or whatever. So,
absolutely. No, I mean, I 100% agree with that. Some of the best stuff I've ever learned is just from, those networking opportunities to talk to people and get their feedback. And in fact, just yesterday I was talking with a friend who's a screen printer that is in the industry, and he was having some challenges with kind of getting out there and making those sales calls and was starting to get frustrated with all of the no's he was being told. And we just kind of talked through the whole process and kind of helped him get a plan together with, hey, he wants to get some no's because you can't get no's every time. You want to get out there and get some yeses. So, his new strategy was he was going for a certain number of no's a day. And again, that just was a organic conversation that just came up. So that's what I'm doing too, is just to make this a nice organic conversation to bring information to people.
Interestingly enough that you say that, right before I called into to this show, I was talking to a customer about a piece of equipment, and the next thing you know, it turned into, well, what kind of markets are there out there, and what do you hear? Who's using direct garment printing, and who are they selling to? And turned into about a 15-minute conversation, me just telling him about different customers of mine and the markets. And gosh, there's a million little niche markets, and he was feverishly writing them down, saying, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, that's another good idea. So,
absolutely.
More of the same. So,
yeah, and honestly, that's the biggest part of all this, I think. We've meet all sorts of great people. They're really bright and talented, and can easily, print a shirt via direct-to-garment or do a screen print or make a sublimation transfer. All those things are, capable of turning out a very good product, but the actual bringing business in and keeping those machines running and thinking outside of the box on how to market and how to sell and how to talk to people, most people that are in this industry aren't professional salespeople. Heck, I would venture to say that if really tested, you and I wouldn't be considered professional salespeople either. We just like to talk and like to talk with people. So,
right, exactly right, and I agree. And we have an added benefit that we're the guy that has the screen printing shop or the sublimation shop or the embroidery shop in Dubuque, Iowa. They might know one other printer. And really no one to talk to, whereas you and I, both being on the vendor side of this for so many years now, we have such a huge network of people that we talk to. I mean, every day, I'm sure we both talk to 20 or 30 or 40 different garment decorators on a daily basis. And so we have the benefit of hearing what people are doing and the market trends. I've just been hearing a lot recently about folks who are doing events where they get prepaid, like a corporate event, a bar mitzvah, or a birthday party, and somebody pre-buys so many T-shirts. And, you know, maybe it's 100 T-shirts, and they pay you $1,000 or $1,500 up front, and you just show up, start taking pictures of people as they come in the door, and everybody goes home with a T-shirt. And when I first heard it, I thought, oh, man, what a tremendous idea. Well, now I've heard it from, like, four or five different people that that's what they're doing. So it's just this new market all of a sudden. And I thought, man, what a great idea. And, of course, everyone I mentioned it to says the same thing. So, you know, it's but we, again, have the benefit of seeing those, hearing those trends, all, you know, and, you know, have the benefit of sharing them now with everybody through this this forum. So.
Yeah, that's great. No, that's a fantastic idea.
I know, isn't it?
What I'm planning on sharing now, too. Great. Good deal. Well, let's think. So our plan here for everybody is that you and I are going to try to get together every other Friday. So we'll try to do this again on the 15th. The time should always be around 10 Central Time. And that kind of fits nicely in the middle of your travels back and forth from Arizona to New Jersey, I think. And, you know, that'll change from time to time. But anyhow, to kind of know when we're going to be on, you just keep up with our Twitter feed. It's 2RGS Podcast. It's Two Regular Guys Podcast. So it's 2RGS Podcast. So go to twitter.com/2RGS Podcast. To find us, and we'll keep our show schedule there. Also, you know, you can see all of our shows and actually listen to former shows at blogtalkradio.com/2regularguys. And that's where we are, who we are, and how we're going to get this thing started. So, Jerry, you want to share the story of why we came up with Two Regular Guys, where that came from? Terry Combs, RG.
I'll change the names to protect the not so innocent. I was speaking at a lot of trade shows, and this was 1991. I was speaking at a trade show in Texas, and I was speaking with another gentleman who I'd never met before, and I was a little nervous about doing it. It was one of the first times I ever spoke at an event, and we were talking about pricing your product and building in the costs and things like that, you know, real interesting stuff. But anyway, he went first, and he introduced himself by his name, followed by MBA. He said that like he was a doctor. I'm so-and-so MBA. And so when it came my turn to talk, I stood up and said, well, my name is Terry Combs, RG, regular guy. So needless to say, the audience went nuts, laughing and cheering. The other gentleman has, 1991. Yeah, I don't think he's ever spoken to me again. So, but hey, it was worth it. And so that's where RG Regular Guys came from.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that story. When we started talking about this, that immediately came to mind, and I'm like, yep, that's who we are. We're just regular guys having fun and trying to make a living in this really cool and exciting industry. So.
Well, Aaron, awesome. As you know, I still to this day introduce myself as Terry Combs, RG. So
I think you have to get that on your business cards.
I really do. Yeah.
Well, if we
and here's the sad part. It didn't come to my mind until I was actually standing up there introducing myself. So probably if I had time to think about it, I would have thought, oh, I better not say that.
That's
the way I do.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I love about you. Just lovely off-the-cuff conversation all the time. So cool. Well, let's jump ahead here. We've got about 15 minutes left on our show today. So we're going to kind of talk a little bit about both you and I were recently with our companies that we're working with now at the ISS Long Beach show out there in beautiful Southern California. Man, the weather was great when we were out there. So we wanted
January 17th through 19th, by the way. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. And it was, I think, snowing here in St. Louis, so, and I believe it was similar in New Jersey, if I remember right.
Yes, exactly correct.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that show, which they do every year about that same time, maybe in a future show we'll get into some of the timing and shows stuff later on, but we won't tackle that today. So anyhow, we got to get out a little bit, not as much as if we were walking the show as an attendee, but wanted to get a little feedback from Terry as to, you know, kind of what he saw that was new as he was cruising through the aisles, and also what wasn't new, and maybe also give us a little feedback about, you know, some of the people he did talk to in his booth and where they're going with the industry and what cool things are on the horizon. So, Terry, I'll let you have at it.
Okay. Well, you know, interesting when we talk about what's new, especially that particular show, that the Long Beach ISS show is the largest ISS show in the country, and people come from all over the country for that event. In fact, we have a friend that comes from New York every year for that show.
Yeah.
But, you know, trade shows, that's where you know, especially a show like that, that's where you see everything that's new. Because of the economy, for the last 3 years, we haven't seen a whole lot new.
Yeah.
In reality, yeah, I think the manufacturers and suppliers, everybody kind of hunkered down and were sitting on their hands and said, you know, I'm gonna wait this thing out. And Aaron, as you know, all the vendors that we saw there 3 years ago or 4 years ago before the economy kind of crumbled, they're not all there anymore. Either not showing or not in business anymore. So,
sure.
You know, I guess hunkering down was probably a pretty good philosophy. There were some new things at the show. Really, the primary new thing is in the area of sublimation. So I'm going to let you talk about that. But as for people who were there, what they were saying, I think it's gotten to a point where, you know, the consumers, the companies that print T-shirts, those folks, they really started last year, have really come around to saying, you know what, I can't wait for that big turn in the economy anymore. You know, my dryer's wearing out. I've waited too long to get into direct-to-garment printing. I need to expand into some other products. You know, sublimation. Maybe I want to do coffee mugs. I can't wait any longer. Now, do people line up like in the old days for you and me, Aaron, where they'd be five deep and they're holding up credit cards? I'm next. Because you know, as you know, that really happened. Those days are still far in the future, I think. But people, I think they're starting to break loose. And you know, I thought that show was a good show. People are a little more conservative about buying, though. My feeling was I have a lot of good leads from that show and people who are going to buy equipment. Not a lot of people said, okay, I'll take it, and whipped out their American Express card and said, hey, go ahead and run $20,000 on this. So that's kind of my take on it. Otherwise,
sure.
You know, walking around, I saw a lot of the same products, but I saw a lot of vendors and a lot of buyers who were much more encouraged about the economy right now than, you know, 2 years ago, there were a lot of glum faces around those shows and on both sides of the aisle. So I thought it was a real positive show, and I'll know in a month how positive it was for me and how many of those folks actually come through and make purchases. What did you see here?
Well, I mean, I'm definitely right there with you. I thought it was you know, just a really positive experience. Lots of people with some enthusiasm again, some excitement about what's going on in our industry. As you said, you know, people kind of hunkered down, and I agree. You know, that was the right thing to do. You know, it kind of, in a way, sometimes the down economy turn can do good for industries. You know, it shakes out the people who, you know, should be there and should be in business, and gets rid of some of the people that maybe shouldn't be in business and should be doing something else. And so I think we kind of went through that process, but now the manufacturers are starting to look at things and go, well, we need to start innovating again. You know, the customers are asking for new things, and we have to start listening to them again because they're going to be around. You know, and I think they were kind of going, well, who knows if this guy's going to be around, so should I really chase what he's asking for? But now the people that are still here are proving themselves, and it'll be pretty fun to see what happens. and like I said, both sides of the aisles from the different exhibitors that I talked to throughout the show people, different people like that. Everybody was excited and looking forward to what 2013 has to bring. As far as what was new, what Terry had mentioned there, the biggest thing that I saw at the show for my side of things was Epson has come to market with a full-on sublimation system. Epson ink, Epson paper, Epson printer, full warranty and stuff like that. They were showing it for the first time at Long Beach. They have licensed some ink from Sawgrass, so but the Epson's making it themselves, and they're trying to build a new channel for that business. They had a 44-inch and a 64-inch, and it was actually kind of cool. They were transferring cut pieces and had three people with sewing machines set up and were sewing up cycling jerseys. So you could even get one customized with your name on it. And so it was pretty cool. They went all out for it and really have decided they're going to jump headfirst into the sublimation business on the apparel side. And they weren't showing a lot of hard surface yet, but I'm sure they'll get there at some point. They were four-color units, so getting into some of the more photorealistic photo panels and stuff like that might be a little ways out for them. But as far as, their indication is that they would probably have machines in market for sale late summer. So I'm thinking late third quarter, fourth quarter, something like that. So that was kind of the new thing. Like you said, it's interesting to see who's not at the shows anymore and who is at the shows. And for me, with our past history, I always wonder, if the guys that all of a sudden show up really big are struggling or not. Kind of would seem counterintuitive, but you kind of go, well, are they throwing the last bit of money into trying to resurrect some things? So that was interesting to me.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
the Epson
booth, it certainly was the buzz of the show, and of course to their competitors, that I think it frightens people when they see somebody the size of Epson enter the marketplace. But hey gosh, for the industry, I think it says a lot that Epson has said, this niche, and we're a small niche, garment decorating. This
sure.
niche is something that we want to be a part of. So I think it's positive, really, for all of us to see something like that. And they did go all out. I mean, actually manufacturing shirts on the floor. That's really the kind of thing you'd see at an SGIA event rather than an ISS event. So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, so, all in all, great show, I think, is what we're saying, and we're looking forward to future ISS shows. And what about some of the other shows and events that are going to be out there this year? ISS will have four other shows. You can find their information at issshows.com. What other ones are out there, Terry?
By the way, the next ISS show is going to be in Atlantic City, March 8th through 10th, and Aaron and I will both be there with our respective companies. And that's always a good show. I don't know why they do it in March, because it's always cold, but it's all, other than the Long Beach ISS show, it's the other biggie. So if you're anywhere close, you should try to go to it. NBM is Printwear Magazine. All these shows are basically sponsored by magazines. ISS is by Impressions Magazine. Printwear does the NBM shows, and you can find it at nbmshows.com. Their next event is in Arlington, Texas. It's actually the same weekend as the Atlantic City show. It's March 7th, 8th, and 9th. SGIA, if you've never been to an SGIA event, SGIA, of course, is our trade association. You should go at least once, because you get to see the size of the industry and see some incredible booths. And that's going to be in Orlando, October 23rd through 25th, and you can find that at sgia.org, and you don't have to be a member to attend that show. Another regional show, Aaron, I think that your company is doing as well, is the DAX show. It's D-A-X show, no S at the end, daxshow.com. Their next event is in Kansas City and that is March 1st and 2nd. And they have three, they have two other events, Minneapolis and the other one is Chicago. Yeah. So those are the
Kansas City, Minneapolis, Chicago. And then we're actually going to head out. Our next show for Coastal Business here is we're heading out to the Graphics of the Americas show, which is more of a printing and digital show. But we're going to show some people our all over garment printing, and so that show's in Orlando, Florida, February 21st through the 23rd. And then you've got the NEEP group who. Puts on a couple shows. Their main show is the Embroidery Mart show, which is July 26th and 27th out in Nashville, Tennessee. So those are the main shows that I'm aware of, too. One of the great places for info, if you're not already on there, which I imagine a lot of you probably are, if you go over to the tshirtforums.com, it's t-shirtsforums.com, there's a ton of great discussions about the trade shows and some pretty good listings of all of them and who should go to what and all that kind of stuff. So another good resource.
You know, also T-Shirt Forums also has a newsletter. It's free that you can sign up for there, and you should do that. I do a monthly article for those guys. And speaking of newsletters, one more quick plug. If you go to my website, terrycombs.com, I have a free newsletter called Screen Print Weekly. Tips and tricks on screen printing, and as you said, it's free, so worthwhile to jump on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love reading that thing every week. Just the marketing, the market tips at the end of it are you know, something that people should pay for alone. So definitely get on that deal. Terry's newsletter is wonderful. All right, well, we're coming towards the end of our show here, so let's just real quick again. The show was mainly an introduction. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you want us to talk about. What tips and tricks do you want to hear? So interact with us on Twitter. If you go to twitter.com/2RGS podcast, that stands for Two Regular Guys Podcast. We'll interact on there, and then also, you know, keep tuned to the Blog Talk Radio website at blogtalkradio.com/2RGS. And you'll find our next episode and the topics and whatnot. Anything you have in closing there, Terry?
I think this is going to be a great forum. I'm looking forward to doing hundreds of these, and I hope people enjoyed listening.
Great, yeah, me as well. And we'll see you in about 2 weeks, Terry, back here on Blog Talk Radio.
That sounds great. Signing off. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.